Episode 46, Do Warehouse Clubs Really Save You Money?
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome back to the Frugal Friends Podcast. So happy to have you. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we're doing another listener request episode on warehouse clubs like Costco and BJ's. Is BJ's a warehouse club?
Yeah. BJ's
Sam's
is a warehouse
club. Sam's? You can see you're getting a preview of how I feel about warehouse clubs. I don't even know their names. But we're going through them because there's not a black and white answer, actually, on whether warehouse clubs save you money, despite what articles on the internet might say. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through them and we're going to help you figure out what is right for you. But first, a short word from our sponsors.
Yes.
This week's episode is brought to you by modernfrugality.com. The Modern Frugality blog and shop has free and low-cost printables, ebooks, resources, and I know this because I'm working on them. They help you reduce your spending, minimize your stuff, and organize your life, hopefully. And if they don't, email me. Visit the shop at shop.modernfrugality.com, and anything you see, you're going to get 50% off. Even if it's on sale, 50% off with the code FrugalFriends19.
Great to have access to the creator of Modern Frugality. If you see something
convenient
that needs to be changed or you want something that isn't available, here you go. You got Jen right here.
And you can see we're all about requests. So,
This episode is also brought to you by diversifying. It's a great option for your portfolio and your life. It's especially relevant today as we talk about warehouse clubs. Who have we seen diversify better than them? I mean, where else can you go to get your chicken and your underwear? All manufactured by the same company. Hey, if it works for them, it can work for you. Diversifying. Try something different today.
Is that similar to diversity, which is an old wooden ship?
That's what?
Oh, if you get that reference, I love you. Jill, her face.
I didn't get it. Nope. Right over my head, or
she didn't get it. I'm not even
just beyond me. I must be too young. Young to get that reference. Young.
But if you do, you can be old with me. All right. So, warehouse clubs, am I right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. So I think you're right about that.
So, Jill, have you ever been a member of a warehouse club?
Never, ever. But have I been to a warehouse club? Yes.
Yes.
Plenty. All of them. BJ's, Sam's, Costco. I've been there. Check me out.
I was a member for free because my mom got it included in her work for a while. And then she left that job, but they never took her off of the membership.
Nice.
So for years, we would keep going whenever we needed something. And it was just kind of like, are we going to get in? Let's see.
Yeah, every time. Had they canceled their membership? I don't know.
One day they did. For a while, it was really fun. But it's really individual on whether a warehouse club works for you. And people should know this. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people in our group who love to buy in bulk. And then in our Facebook group, the Frugal Friends community. And then there's some people that want to keep their home more minimalist. So even if buying in bulk might save a little bit of money, it's more worth it to them to have a minimalist home versus, 200 rolls of toilet paper that they got on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And both are really good. And I err more on the minimalist home side, Jill, yes. I think you do too.
Oh, I have to. It's mm-hmm. it's something I want to do, but it's also a necessity, especially as we plan to move into 170 square feet. So yeah, 200 rolls of toilet paper, as nice as that sounds, I don't have room for it.
Right. But then there's also big families mm-hmm. that as quickly as they buy toilet paper, especially in, you know, 12 and six packs, they will go through it.
Sure. So I will say that I am grateful for my friends and family who do have Costco memberships. I'm not going to say that I don't ever use them. There are certain things that I do appreciate getting from there and I like to have access to it, but it's never been worth it for me to have the membership, which we'll talk about that. How, you know, figuring out if it's for you, whether or not you want to have a membership. We're not saying don't do it. It could be the frugal way for you, depending on your lifestyle.
Correct. But while normally we would go through our first article, just one article throughout, I actually didn't find what I was looking for when I was searching the internet. So I'm going to make something up and we're going to make up our own first article out of a collection of different articles. And it's a way to get a sense of how much you will use of something so you can calculate if buying in bulk is going to save money for you. And also mm-hmm. so that you don't buy too much bulk, because that's mm-hmm. That's a problem my grandmother had with toilet paper. And when I think bulk, my mind automatically goes to toilet paper because of her. She would buy it whenever it was on sale. She was one woman who bought probably 24 rolls of toilet paper a week. And when she died, we did not inherit much money, but we inherited about 6 months of toilet paper each.
Hey, that's something to be grateful for.
I wasn't complaining. Right. Yeah. Her toilet, my inheritance from my grandmother of toilet paper got me through about 6 months of just me using it. So figuring out, and people don't calculate how many rolls of toilet paper they use every year, except for these people on the internet.
They did it.
So we're going to go through toilet paper and a few other things so you can figure out yours. So this first one is controlandroll.com, and they figured out, is an ambiguous gender, so I can't say he or she, but they figured out how many rolls of toilet paper they used in 1 year. Mm-hmm. He or she used 49 rolls of toilet paper, which equated to 49,000 sheets of whatever toilet paper they were using in 1 year.
Which you've got to wonder, right, is their usage of toilet paper the same as my usage of toilet paper?
Exactly. This is all going to be subjective.
It will be, but probably an approximate, right, mm-hmm. to plan for about 50 rolls of toilet paper a year. So then you can base whether or not you would want to get all of that at Costco or Sam's Club or BJ's or not. I will say the article talked about, I guess Sheryl Crow at one point said that people should only use one square of toilet paper per bathroom visit, which is a little disconcerting. Although my grandfather would always tell me to do that. He'd yell at me through the door, one sheet, which was always lovely. We both have interesting stories of toilet paper in our grandparents. What was the deal with that? Like, worried about running out, so your grandmother collected. Know. Worried about running out, so my grandfather limited. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either, but if you have a funny toilet paper story, we'd love to hear it too. I went to the Sam's Club website to see what their brand of bulk toilet paper is going for. And right now you can get at my Sam's Club by my house a 45 roll pack of toilet paper, which may not be the best. And I will say that every bum deserves the best toilet paper. Like, you don't ever in your life deserve the cheapest toilet paper.
See, I say every septic tank deserves the best toilet paper. Because I have lived in motorhomes, so you don't want to get, believe me, you want the thin stuff.
Depending on where you live.
What is best is relative.
Yes. But if you live in a house like me, I spring a little extra for the nicer toilet paper, and I never feel guilty about it.
Good job.
And but I didn't check to see what type of toilet paper this was. It says ultra premium. Who knows? And it is $17.98. There's like $1.50 off right now for 45 rolls. So if you're rounding down and, you know, it's like $18 and you got two of these in a year, you could, if you bought them on the same day and just used them for a year, like recorded when you bought them and use them for a year straight or until you run out, then you could start to at least get an idea of how much toilet paper you use a year.
But whose toilet paper purchases are really setting them back financially? Let's be real.
That's another thing. Like, how much do you really need to save by getting a warehouse club membership?
I need my toilet paper 10 cents less.
You're getting you're getting too deep too quickly, Jill. We're supposed to come to this revelation at the end of the episode.
I'm sorry.
We're only like 10 minutes in.
Ah!
That's it. Bye, guys. So if you're really curious and wanted to try it out for a year, you could just buy. And this is essentially my hope, is that my plan would be to find somebody else with a warehouse club membership, buy all these things in one day, in one visit with them, and then never have to do it again for the year.
And never have to talk to that person again either.
Except till next year. and just avoid the membership fee and overbuying in bulk.
Yeah.
Because it does, I mean, I'm not sure what type of toilet paper this is, but $18 for 6 months of toilet paper, I mean, that seems cheap to me. Also, Aldi toilet paper is also really cheap, and Aldi doesn't have a membership fee.
Can you tell we're fans of Aldi?
If you've listened to at least one episode of this show, you will.
So another article that Jen put together, thanks, Jen, comes from Men's Health, and it's talking about shampoo. So, which is funny, Men's Health, but they're talking about long hair. So hair that would go to like the shoulders, this person generally used 75 uses, like 75 showers per 24-ounce bottle, which equaled for them 3 bottles a year. So if you're using about 3 bottles of shampoo a year, figure out what's going to be worth it for you as far as savings goes.
Yeah. And I did a little math on my own for this one because they gave a range for men. And like some of us will have hair longer than their shoulders. But if you are shampooing 4 times a week, that's probably going to be 3 24-ounce bottles a year. I was doing budget coaching with somebody like last year, and they were buying shampoo once a month.
Whoa.
And she had just hair down to her shoulders.
Whoa.
And I was like, why so much shampoo?
What's happening in that shower?
But if for the first time, it made her aware that she might be using too much in each washing.
So she was actually running out. It wasn't just, get this, and collecting. She was running out of shampoo.
She was running out, yep. And so she was buying out of necessity, not out of like hoarding or sales.
Oh, my word. That's stressful.
Yeah. So that might be, if you are buying more than three 24-ounce bottles a year, and that's a quarter size portion is what they recommend for hair down to your shoulders, you might want to consider using less or maybe shampooing fewer times a week.
Yes. Check out our beauty episode on that one. You don't need to shampoo that often.
Yeah. So I didn't do any research on prices of shampoos because you could get into the weeds on that one. But that was another one that you can try and buy 3 bottles of, you know, whatever, or 24 ounces or whatever equals that, and see how much you're going through. See if you're maybe using too much and you could cut back. See if you could cut back to one sheet of toilet paper per go.
And we've talked about this in our Kate Flanders episode. You know, we talk about tracking spending, but also tracking usage. This could be helpful, whether or not you're considering a warehouse membership, to know what you consume for budgeting purposes.
Yes. Every time that I thought about this, I went back to Kate on our show talking about spending her second year of her spending fast, just tracking what she used. I think she used two deodorants in a year and just taking 1 year, like you don't have to do this the rest of your life, but taking 1 year to figure out what you use can help you save money for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I think connects you to your consumption more too. And just that can help you to realize, oh man, I don't want to be using this much of whatever the product, or I want to switch to this because I realize I don't use as much as I thought, so I could get a better product or whatever. There's so many realizations that can come out of that kind of tracking.
Yeah. And in the end, it saves you a few dollars here and there. But I think even more importantly, it reduces your consumption. And over time, not only do those dollars add up, but the effect that you have on the market and consumption in a whole and the world really does make a difference if we all just try to use less and spend less. Off my soapbox there.
I liked it.
All right. And then the last one that I looked at was trash bags. And this one's hard to quantify, but the average person creates about 1,600 pounds of trash per year. And they're basing that off of creating about 4.4 pounds of trash per day. I don't feel like I make that much. Yeah.
No.
But that's an average. Some people make more, some people make less.
Sure. I could see a family of five that does a lot of living at home. I could see that.
Yeah. So, but this is like per person. So
it only increases.
Yeah. So you have to be aware of what you're creating. But in the end, I think we all create more trash than we're actually aware of. I think we would be shocked with if we actually looked at it, the trash we produce throughout the day. But that aside, 1,600 pounds of trash per person would equal 56 gallon trash bags per year per person. 56 gallon trash bags, get a box of 40 of them, and that will last you per year. And you can just even that out if you have a smaller trash can or whatever. But that's another thing. I think we buy for the two of us, like we don't get 56 gallon bags, but we'll buy two boxes a year. So there's no reason for us to buy those in bulk because Aldi sells them.
Right. Look at you jumping to your conclusion already.
Yeah. But that's just me. Like if you have, there's six people in your family, you will create more waste than just the two of us.
And all of these are non-perishable items that we've mentioned that if you have the storage space for it, you could stock up on. This isn't to mention the perishables, the foods, the big unexpected items that you can get at these warehouses. So we'll get into that in our next article.
Yes, yes. Anything to say about these? These are the only little things that I tracked. There are obviously some people use paper towels, but other people will use reusable ones. So there's your savings right there. And then there's like cleaning products, unless you make your own. Hashtag episode, whatever, where we did DIY cleaning products.
Just last week, right? 43. Episode 43.
Well, by the time this one comes out,
right.
Spoiler alert, we record early. So yeah, so look at what you're using. It's not going to be the same for everyone. And then figure out how much you're using of it. And a quick Google search can kind of tell you or guide you about how much that might be.
Excellent.
So our first actual article that we're going to go through is from The Balance. And it is, how much does buying in bulk actually save you in 1 year? I think this covered a lot of what I already knew, but I won't assume that what I knew is what everybody knows. How do you feel about it, Jill?
I would agree. Because I've been to these warehouse clubs, I know what they have to offer. I'm a little bit familiar with what's the deal, what's not the deal, some of the pitfalls, but I think it's a good overview. For anyone considering getting a membership who hasn't had one before, I think it's a good one to check out.
I really liked some of their ideas for wanting to save, because sometimes it's not just about family size. Maybe you're running a small business, or maybe you have a membership through work or whatever, right, and you're looking to take the best advantage of these warehouse clubs. Mm-hmm. So I thought the tips they offered in here were actually pretty good. My favorite one was trying to split the membership cost and items bought, like split it with a friend, or mm-hmm. like one couple splits it with another couple. That could be, you know, across four adults, that could actually be like saving you money.
Definitely. Yeah. And not running as high of a risk of spoiling the items, getting mm-hmm. veggies or meats or that kind of a thing, and then splitting it, then you're less likely to have to throw things away and make the whole thing pointless. Mm-hmm. I also liked their list of items that are good deals to buy there. And I would agree, at least having from my experience, the meats, some of the ready-to-eat meals, the canned items. We've already talked non-perishable items, the shelf stuff, paper products, paper towels, paper plates. They also did a rundown. They did the math even of diapers. So if you are a mom or dad with young kids, it seems to be about 25 cents a diaper, which is, it sounds like, cheaper than most other places. Although I don't know Aldi. I know Aldi seems to have a good deal. I don't know the math on the Aldi diapers, but they recommended. Yeah. And then laundry and dish detergent, garbage bags, coffee, if you drink a lot of it. But then that's the thing, too. If you're a coffee snob, you know that coffee fresh is best. Mm-hmm. So even if you're keeping it in your freezer, I don't go that route. It probably is a great deal, but I don't think it tastes as good. Mm-hmm. Then they also mentioned dog food or treats, toothbrushes, cereals, jewelry. I know some people get their prescriptions from Costco. They've diversified, man. There's all kinds of stuff you can get. And mm-hmm. and I've used this, and like you said, for if you have a small business, it's great. But I've also tried to cash in on friends or family's Costco memberships if I have a party coming up and, you know, we're doing a bunch of burgers and hot dogs or getting a cake from there. So when you're trying to feed a lot of people, even for just a day, I found that is a good place to go for that.
Yeah, for sure. And it also lists the different membership fees. Mm. So I'm not sure what the perks difference is for them. But like for Sam's, you'll pay $45 a year. BJ's, you'll pay $50 a year. And Costco, you'll pay $60. And these are for like the baseline memberships. Mm-hmm. So that also has to be factored into the cost of your items, like dispersing those. Like this person is saying their son goes through 12 diapers a day.
Whoa.
I know. And then at Sam's, they're 21 cents for the nice diaper, where at Target, it's 25 cents a diaper. And sometimes you want to go with name brand just for whatever reason. So that's another time buying in bulk can make sense if you need a name brand.
It's also a time when tracking consumption can make sense. 12 diapers a day.
I know. It must be a really young child.
Maybe that's an infant. Yeah. So I also liked what they had to say about unexpected purchases. Costco, all of these warehouse clubs, I can speak specifically for Costco, though, they'll have these items that you wouldn't expect, which rotate. You can't always count on them having the socks that you like, but they'll offer at different times of the year different types of clothing, outdoor furniture, all kinds of stuff. This article even says, this author says that they get their insurance, their life insurance life through insurance. Costco.
I was shocked.
Yeah. They just have everything. Life insurance, chicken, underwear, whatever you want. Come and get it. And I have found Their clothing is really good quality. I've liked every article of clothing that I have bought there. It's not thrift store prices, but it's not department store prices either. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the middle ground. So you can get some good deals there if they have what you're looking for.
They say that their Costco life insurance saved them about $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So that is obviously worth a $60 like annual fee.
Yep.
So that's a big, that is where you stop nickel and diming and you start saving the real money.
I will say, I think a lot of people also like warehouse clubs because of the quality control, that a lot of people will think everything that I've gotten from Costco, I really like. So there starts to be this trust, like this brand trust of, yeah, if they have a mattress, it must be a good mattress. And that has been my experience so far. We've gotten mattresses, TVs, big items at a discount, deep discount, you know, at least a couple hundred dollars lower than what you'd get it elsewhere. And it always has been a good product. So for those bigger items, it could be worth it. Or yeah, find a friend.
Mm-hmm. And then the last part of this article just considers what we've already been through is like, how are you planning to store this? So if you're planning a party or a long trip, or you have an extra freezer, you can afford to think about buying in bulk. But if you're in a one-bedroom apartment, or if you're in a 3-2 and your space is already feeling cluttered and you're thinking, oh my gosh, we should really consider buying a 4-bedroom house, and you're still thinking about buying in bulk, it's far more expensive to get more square footage in your house than it is to just spend the extra money to go out and buy toilet paper every time you run out. Mm-hmm. So I think we've watched too much HGTV and we see these like large pantries and all this kitchen storage and these walk-in closets and stuff. And we buy the things to fill them up and then we fill them up before we can use them. And we just keep buying more, more, more. And a mortgage payment is far more expensive than just paying the premium prices at your grocery store for 6 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah. Frugality is always going to err on the side of simplicity.
Exactly.
Write that one on your bumper.
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm thinking where else I can put that. Frugality is always going to err on the side of simplicity. And simplicity sometimes costs you a little more upfront, but in the long run will always be cheaper. So use that filter when you are trying to think warehouse club or not.
Yep. Well, man, I don't know how else to follow up such a great summary other than the best time of the week.
Oh, it's time. It's time for
the Bill of the Week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo Bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey guys, my Bill of the Week is actually a parking pass that my husband and I purchased for the ferry. We're going to catch the ferry and go over for the day. And there was an option of paying for parking, which costs for the day $18, which felt very monstrous to me. And I had a little argument with my husband about whether or not we should park down the street and just walk. But we also have a baby, well, almost 2-year-old, a car seat, gifts we were bringing over for family. And we end up buying the parking pass, which I was initially heartbroken about. But on the way home, we missed the ferry. And then we had to catch the 10:45 ferry, which took 2 hours to arrive back to our home, Vancouver Island. And after sleeping on the ferry and waking up disoriented, I was pretty happy in the end to have my car sitting right outside the door rather than a 15-minute walk down the road. And that is my Bill of the Week.
Oh my gosh. We did not listen to that bill before we just said all of that stuff. I promise you, we did not.
Yes. We were both like on the edge of our seats, like listening to how is this story going to go? Where, how is this going to end?
And I know.
My goodness. It ended in your husband being right.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And you even admitted it to the rest of the world, right? Because the whole world listens to our podcast.
I know. You need to play this for him, Emma, because and that would be me. I would want to pay the $18 and Travis would be like, no, let's park down the street. But yes, exactly. Sometimes it's worth it to spend the extra $10 bill, $5 bill, and $3 $1 bills.
Especially when you consider what your circumstances were. It probably mm-hmm. would have been fine if you didn't have gifts and a baby. But with gifts and a baby, you just want to be close to that fairy. Write that one on your bumper sticker.
And when you live a frugal life, you can figure out, I mean, you've already saved $18 in other places. So you can make your life a little simpler by not having to stress over parking that's going to make you and your family's life easier. I love that. Thank you, Emma, for that bill of the week. If you have a bill of the week, you can let us know at frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill and leave us a voicemail or record on your desktop or over SpeakPipe, and we will get it and we will play it and we will love it. Moving on to our lightning round.
Lightning round. Ba, 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 ba.
Which seems to change every week. Every week it's something different. Most podcasts have a consistency factor.
No, it's why people love us. It's inconsistent, unpredictable, mysterious.
That's how I would call it.
Yep. Just like all good relationships.
Yeah. So we're going to actually go off, sound off 11 things you shouldn't buy in bulk. And maybe we'll explain why, but maybe we won't.
You'll never know, but you'll be on the edge of your seat the whole time.
I know. All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Number one, brown rice and whole grains. One word, natural oils.
Number two.
I mean, that's two words. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're pregnant. Number two, nuts and seeds. I don't Number have three. Any words.
I was going to go, I didn't, I mean, I'm reading here. I'm reading your facial expressions. Number three, liquid bleach actually only has a shelf life of 6 to 12 months.
Spices, similar reason to bleach. They lose their potency 6 months to a year after purchase.
Number five, olive oil. Same reason as bleach. And
basically, the takeaway is spices and olive oil are just like bleach in that sense.
Exactly.
Number six, eggs.
Shouldn't need an explanation on that
one. No explanation for that one. You know why you shouldn't get a 36 pack.
Yeah. Number seven, sunscreen. Even if you live in Florida.
Wow. Number eight, canned vegetables, which is actually contradictory to our previous article, but we're just the messengers, you guys.
Yeah. This is from Money Crashers and they can have a different opinion than the balance. That's fine. But like also hashtag botulism. Number nine, condiments.
Shelf life, similar reason to bleach.
Shelf
number life. Ten, number 10,
get that bumper
frozen
sticker.
Yes. Frozen items.
That
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Yeah, I don't think
we're just again we're just listing them out, but they think frozen items.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, good for them. And number 11, plastic or paper plates, utensils, and cups, because how many people are you feeding?
Well, and so this is, again, where I would disagree with this, because I have found the best deals for a party. I love to throw parties. Actually, my mother-in-law loves to throw parties. I just tell her I'm having a bunch of people over to her house. So I go with her to Costco.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it has come in handy then. If you are hosting a lot, you do a lot of parties, you have unfortunately made people know that you are a good cook and they're constantly coming over, then yeah, get your paper plates there.
Yeah. But for like parties, not for
everyday life.
Everyday life. Yeah. And those are the 11 things that you shouldn't buy in bulk.
We did it. That felt like a lightning round. That felt most like a lightning round than we've ever done.
That was the closest for sure.
Yeah. But also in this lightning round, I want to give my pro tips because I'm going to self-proclaim pro tips here.
Yep. Yep. You're definitely a pro on this one.
So you can still eat at the cafeteria, at least at Costco, even without a membership. You just enter through the exit, which is a little risky. It's not actually that risky. They let you do it. It might feel risky because it's like, oh my word, the door says exit, but I'm entering. Doesn't matter. That's where their cafeteria is. So you can go in without a membership, get your dollar hot dog. You know I love hot dogs. Get your $2 smoothie, get your $1.50 slice of pizza, your $1.50 fries, whatever you're hankering for. They also have salads. They've got great prices on their cafeteria foods. So I'm telling you, I will, if I'm just driving around the area of Costco, sometimes I will stop in to eat there because it is the biggest bang for your buck. You don't have to have a membership.
That is so smart.
Yeah.
Like it's cheaper than fast food at this point if you're in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never known. I know IKEA, super cheap cafeteria.
Yes, they do too. Yep.
So great to go there for lunch. But Costco, also a good option.
Yes. So do it, even without a membership. Also, avoid the pitfalls of this, especially if you don't have a membership and you go with a friend. Sometimes it can be, you know, kid at the candy store, like look at all these things that they have. And so just avoid the impulse buys that can happen. Know beforehand, have a plan, because it can be real tempting to get that massive thing of turtle candies or peanut butter filled pretzels or whatever the case is. And also know that when you buy it in bulk, even if it is a good deal, you're eating that much more of it. It's like, look at how much I have. I can just have a handful of all this candy because it's never running out. So think about your health goals too regarding purchasing in bulk.
Amen.
There you go.
That's it.
Those are my my other tips were sprinkled throughout as far as the bigger items and all that. But that's enough. Don't try and pressure me into thinking that that wasn't enough.
It is enough. Oh my gosh. I was on the edge of my seat for more because I love them. So
yeah.
But I think the moral of the story for me is find somebody with a warehouse club membership and go with them once a year.
Oh, I did forget one. Take advantage of the free trials and try before you buy, because your friend who you think you're super similar to, who raves about it and loves it, you may not actually be that similar to her and you may not want the same thing she wants. And now you've wasted $60 only to find out that you're not actually going to buy that much chicken or that prepared meal all the time.
Wait, they have free trials?
Yeah. Most of them will have free trials.
Well, there you go.
If you've never had a membership before, they'll give you like a month free.
What? And then you go and there you go. You don't have to have a friend that has a membership. You do the 1 month free.
Yep.
Then your spouse does 1 month free the next year. And then you change your name and you do it and you just go back and forth.
And then you raise your kid real quick to be able to go get a membership on their own.
Oh my gosh, your friends, if you got in this with your friends, everyone could get a free, and you can all go together. And
listen, I'm never going to advocate for mooching off of the system, but.
For sure.
Jen will.
Neither am I. Frugality is not mooching. That's an important distinction.
Yes.
It should create community, not break it.
Ooh, another good saying.
Oh, yes. This has been at least an episode for some frugal wisdom.
Yes.
All right. So it's March, and if you want some more frugal wisdom, we are reading Soulful Simplicity by Courtney Carver. I think that dovetails nicely with our frugality erring on the side of simplicity statements from earlier. So it's a great book. Courtney Carver, she created the Project 333. And it's where you only wear 33 items of clothing for 3 months. So it's like an alternative capsule wardrobe. So
I like it.
Yeah, definitely. If you want to learn more about that, read Soulful Simplicity with us.
I also like it for the alliteration. You know us. We love our alliteration.
Oh my God, we do.
Soulful Simplicity. Mm-hmm. Man, it just speaks to me.
We got to it.
Yes. And we're still doing our thing over here where we're giving away these free books to people who give us reviews. So if you want the possibility of getting a free copy, leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, screenshot the review and send it over to us. The email address is frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And we'll select the winners at the end of the month. One book for every 5 reviews. So your chances are real good.
Yes. And we give away those books on Amazon. So be sure you can actually receive things from Amazon. And get in there. If you want a really great example of a review, it looks like 5 stars.
Always.
And then underneath it, it would say something like this. This one's from Lizette. Frugal Friends Podcast, sometimes rambunctious and raw, but ultimately insightful with gifts galore. She's talking about our podcast community on Facebook. Although not unanimous about the lightning round. So true. Our frugal friends Jill and Jen really know where frugal freedom is found. If you're searching for frugal entertainment that's second to none and will not disappoint, your search is done. Waste no more time looking. Just stay for the fun.
What?
Yes.
What? She's a writer and a poet. And what a fantastic, like, that's above and beyond right
yes.
there. That's not even a good 5-star review. That's beautiful lyricism.
I know. This is our frugal friend Lizette from Australia.
Lizette.
So, yes.
You are a brain and a beauty.
Exactly. Oh, bless, bless. All right. That's all I have. I'm done.
That's it. We're done. We're tapping out. See you next week, guys. Join us at our Frugal Friends Community Facebook page because we're having fun over there still.
Yes. All throughout the week.
Even though we're done here.
Yes. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
Oh, I'm going to head off to BJ's now.
There's JK. So much I didn't know about warehouse clubs.
Yeah. I mean, we did talk about them in some other, maybe the gifts episode, where you can even get gift cards to places at a discount, like $100 worth of gift cards for $80.
Which I would definitely do in my 1 month free.
They have some gems. Get. I think they even do vacation planning, which is still probably outside of my price range. I think Groupon would still be a better deal. But yeah, for a one-stop shop, it's they can be really good.
Yeah, I'm going to get some diapers. You can see my wheels turning that there's a 1 month free trial.
At least in my area. I know BJ's had it. I do get my gum from there because, you know, I'm a gum addict.
Jill,
so I always tell my mom, like, whenever she goes, can you get me? Because they've got like the 17 packs of gum for $12. It's an investment, but
quickly do you go through those?
I have lessened it, but I go through about a pack a week. So if I were a smoker, that'd be decent. That'd be decent, right? It's better than a pack a day.
I get you're right. Oh, you've got a problem, Jill.
A pack a week. Sometimes I share with people.
Okay.
You know, when I'm outside and I'm like, hey, you want a stick?
I
You know, that's how it goes down.